morning, church. Once again, it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord and just to be able to speak about Him. It's always a privilege, and I think that we give our Lord our best, so we have to ask Him for the word. And this morning, I want to share with you just something that He has placed in my heart. I want to start with a story that I read about a young girl who was blind. And this young girl that was blind that was given a New Testament Bible, and it had the raised letters because she was blind. And she was so excited and read it much and much that her fingers got calloused on her fingers, and she got a little bit sad. She started weeping. She started crying. And, she went to sleep, and as she was sleeping, she got up, and the Bible was there, and she started touching it with her lips, the story says. Started touching it with her lips, and she started reading the Bible with her lips because she started saying that it was too sensitive. And she read it, and she started smiling and having a lot of fun reading the Bible with her lips because, she enjoyed reading the Bible. And it just made me imagine and made me think of how much of a desire she had to read the Word. She could have stopped. She could have said, you know what, I gave up. My fingers cannot, they're hurting. They got calloused. But she kept on searching and wanting that desire. This morning, I want to talk about activating our desires. Activating our desires. We all have desires. Desires, some are big, some are small. Desires that sometimes they're hidden in there. Some of them have happened. Some of them haven't happened. Some of them are right now in the back burner. Some of them, we cannot see them, but we can activate our desires this morning. And through the Word, we're going to see what are activating desires. What is a desire, Pastor? What is a desire? So this morning, I was looking at as I was reading and as I was meditating, I was reading, the dictionary. What is a desire? It's a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. The psalmist says in Psalms 37:4 out of the NIV, he says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Let's pray. Father, we praise you this morning. We thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you for qualifying us to be partakers of your heavenly realm. Thank you for letting us be called your children, Lord. So, Father, in the midst of everything that we're going, in the midst of everything that we encounter, Lord, that we think about, that we go throughout the days, Father, we know that you are there. I ask that your Holy Spirit speaks to your people this morning and that he uses me, Lord, that the words that come out of my mouth may penetrate the tablet of each heart that's here this evening, this morning, Lord. Father, we ask you and thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. But yes, Pastor, how do we do that? How do we activate our desires? I have problems. I have issues. I feel lonely. I feel depressed, stressed. I'm going through some things that you don't even know. There's things inside my heart, Pastor, that how can I activate my desires? I have so many desires that how can I delight in the Lord? And I think we've all gone through that in one way or another. Or maybe you're going through it right now. But you know what? The Word says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of our heart. When we recognize that we are not just anybody, that God has plans for us, we begin to see life in a different way. But how, Pastor? How do we do that? Not seeing how big the problem is, but seeing how big our God is. How big is our God? The doors are open this morning. They're open and God has opened them. And when God opens them, nobody can shut them down. There's a story in the book of Mark, if you want to turn with me there, in Mark chapter 5, beginning in verse 24. And the story is that there was a man named Jairus and he had his daughter and his daughter was sick and he comes to Jesus. But in verse 24, he says that now they're walking together. They're going to the house of Jairus. They're going to go and see his daughter. But in the midst of all that, it says that a large crowd was passing by. A large crowd followed them. You know, when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about how sometimes people think about how many people follow them on Instagram. But you know what? Jesus is the one we want to follow. He has the most followers.
And Jesus was there, and this people, this large crowd, the Bible says that were following him, and they were pressing around him. Verse 25 says, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had an issue of blood for 12 years. I can't even think of what she was going through. I can't even think of what you're going through sometimes. Maybe not an issue of blood, but some issues that are personal, some issues that you don't can't share with nobody, that they're in there. You can't even share them with nobody next to you, your children, your spouse, with nobody but God this morning. Some issues that you're saying, the more that I think about God, the more that that he says in his word, delight yourself in me and I will give you the desires of my heart. Seems like when I do that, seems like I'm getting less and less of God. This morning, God is speaking to his church, is speaking to us. I want to activate your desires. I want you to activate your desires. And then he says in verse 26 that she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. No success, bad report. She had spent all she had in her earnings. I imagine that she was weak, ill, stressed out, hopeless. Just all out of proportion. How many of us have felt like that sometime? Felt like there's no hope. There's nothing going on. The days just go by. We're in 2024. And it's the same as 2023. It's the same movies, just different actors. But God is with us this morning. He says, I want you to activate your desires. Try me. Try me this morning. And she's there. She has all this. But God. Verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment or touched his cloak. Something rose up in her inside. God was shifting. He was moving. She was activating her desires. He probably felt something. Who touched me? God's here this morning and he knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly the issues that we're going through. He knows exactly the problems, the thoughts we get because we get that little voice that says, why so much church? Why so much pastor sending people to the nations if I can't deal with what I'm going through? I can't deal with my home. I can't deal with my children. I can't deal with my marriage. I can't deal with my neighbors. I can't deal with in my job. I can't deal with it with myself. But God is saying, you know what? Activate your desires. Verse 28, because she thought, if I only touch his clothes, I will be healed. I imagine people saying, what are you talking about, Pastor? And the people there, what are you talking about? This sickness, this issue, this problem is untreatable. The situation is hopeless. It's impossible. You can't get well. You can't get out of this mess. But God is there. And we've heard it over and over again. People talk to us about it. The Bible says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. The Bible says that he will be with us forever. And we know all those scriptures. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in John chapter 10 that whatever is in his hands, nobody can snatch away. Yes, we are in his hands, but what happens with all these problems I'm going through, with all these issues I'm going through, with all these things that are inside of me that nobody knows, but they're eating me from the inside? A battle in her thinking, in her mind, it's never going to happen. It's impossible. It just happens for others, but it doesn't happen for me. How many of us think about that sometimes? Oh, it can happen for Diana Ralph, but it can't happen for me. Oh, Pastor Joe, I've always seen them happen. But you know what? Pastor Joe doesn't have any problems. Pastor Joe doesn't go through trials. We all go through trials. We all go. As a matter of fact, Jesus says that in this world we would have tribulations, but trust in God because he has overcome them. She activated her desires, decided to go see Jesus. There was a problem, a large crowd, lots of people, packed. Imagine she was right there and with her, all her issues, and we're here this morning and Jesus is passing by. Jesus is here this morning. There's a large crowd. How can he hear me? He's listening to everyone, but he's not listening to me. She had made up her mind. She had activated her desires. Nothing to lose. Who's pushing through the crowds? Nothing to lose. All she did was activate her desires. She was weak from the loss of blood. But she was bold, courageous, started getting hope. She knew this was it that only Jesus would make a difference. She kept saying to herself, declaring, the Bible says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. She kept declaring, if I only touch his garment, I will be healed. If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. We have been like this for a long time. Some of us are going through some things right now. And that's good because Jesus is there. It might not feel so good. It might feel like where do I go? Where do I turn? If I go on a ride around town, where do I go around town? Sometimes I go around town and I go get more unpleased just to see the things that I'm seeing. And if I stay home in the room, the same thing. In the house, in the living room. God, what do I do? And God's right there. He's saying, you know what? Trust me. I got this covered. I got you. I got you. It's just a matter of time. Start activating your desires. I know your heart. I know exactly where you are. I want to bless you. I want to bless you in such a manner that you don't even know what I'm going to do in your life. But then you get that little voice again. You're wasting your time. No, I will be healed. You are never going to get through this through the crowd. I will be healed. Sometimes we just have to talk back to ourselves. Healing this, the right person is coming. Abundance is coming. You fill in the blank this morning. What are your desires? Church, what are your desires? What are my desires? I remember being in the prison, and this is the first time that I'll say that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and I said, I gotta say it. I've told everything to Diana, but I've never told her this. I was in the prison, and like they say, it was popping. It was, souls were getting saved. The church was growing. Everything was going on. I wanted to get out. Pastor wanted me to get out. The church wanted me to get out. Diana wanted me to get out. And I remember that day, I didn't want to get out. Pastor, Lord, get me out on Monday. Not today, because we're going to have this outreach, and I want souls. I want all this prison for Jesus. And I started crying because I said, what did I just say? But that was my desire inside of me. That was my desire inside of me to bring all that prison to the feet of Jesus. And I said, and I remember saying, you know, Lord, get me out on Monday, not today. I'm in trouble now. The Lord heard activating our desires. That was my desires. I would lie if I would stand up right here this morning and say, no, you know what? I just wanted to cry and get out. And I knew that God was doing something. And I know that God is doing something this morning. She was exhausted through the crowd. She finally made it to Jesus. Jesus passing by, she touched the edge of her cloak. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Immediately, her life changed. A life-giving moment. Because she decided to activate her desires. The bleeding had stopped. Felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. Who touched me, said Jesus. Who touched me? This morning, I want to share just some points this morning. Some points that will help us to activate our desires. Maybe this morning you said, I didn't know we could activate our desires that way. God's got you in position right now for a breakthrough. We've been talking about a new season, but let me tell you what, this is the new season. Right now it's the new season. Right now, God, this day, the 7th of April, God has you in position because he wants to bless you. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. Isn't this not just for Ralph and Diana? It's for everyone here. If we just believe this morning, believe in our heart, believe in the midst of all that hurt and all that pain and all that loneliness and all that everything that's there that nobody knows. And God's there. He says, activate your desires. Watch me do some things that if I tell you, you will not believe it. Point number one this morning. What is your issue? What is your subject? And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. I don't know how much time you've been going through that issue. Maybe a couple of years. Maybe a lot of years. Maybe you're dealing for a couple of months. It's been time already. It's been a day, but you're so tired already. What is your issue this morning? Activate your desire. Give it to the Lord. Here, Lord. I've learned that to put in practice that scripture in Matthew 11, 28. Come to me, all those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Get a problem? This is your problem, Lord. It's not mine. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to activate my desires. My desires is to serve you. My desires is to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. My desire is to serve you, to do disciples, just to bring souls, to bring the community, to serve my pastors. But I can't do it, Lord, if you don't deal with this issue. You had an issue. What's your issue this morning? Don't tell me. Say between you and God. I can only pray for you. I can help you with something. But only the one who can heal, the one who can hug you, the one who can take care of it is Jesus. So point number one this morning is, what is your issue? What is your subject? What is going on in your life? Have you brought it to God? Have you activated your desire and said, you know what, Lord? I told you that I wanted to serve you. I told you that I was with you, but I don't see nothing. I know that this is by faith and not by sight, but please show me something, Lord. I'm tired. I'm weak. I'm lonely. I can't see in the natural. I can't see nothing happening, Lord. But I know that you're there with me. So guide me. Show me. Protect me. Provide for me. Show me all those things. Do that miracle that people talk about that you can do, because only you can do it. So I'm going to activate my desire, and I'm going to bring that issue to you this morning. And point number two. Activate your desire. Not only bring that issue to him. James 1:22 says, let's be doers of the word and not just hearers of. Verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. When she heard, she activated the crowd. Couldn't get through. She had a desire. I'm gonna get there no matter what. I'm gonna get to her, to Jesus. I'm gonna get to Jesus. I'm gonna pray to Jesus in my own words. Yes, maybe I don't go to prayer night, but I'm gonna pray to Jesus. Maybe I don't open the Bible like nobody does, but I'm gonna open the Bible today, and I'm gonna believe. I'm gonna activate my desires. I'm gonna speak to Jesus and say, Lord, I remember talking to Jesus, and I said, you know what, Lord, if I'm really your son. If I'm really that son that you're called, then hear me, O Lord. In my own words, hear me, O Lord. Take care of this problem. Take care of this issue. You know what, church? I was never in prison. I was free. There's greater issues that I had. There's greater issues that I have had. But I'm not the exception. I believe God, and I said, I'm going to activate my desires. This woman heard about Jesus. She came behind him in the middle of the crowd and touched his cloak. This morning, some of us just needs to stretch our hand and touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Lord, I'm willing to activate my desires. I never thought about activating them. I thought they were activated already. Jesus does the supernatural, but we do the natural. We do the natural. He did everything on the cross. He died. He resurrected on the third day. We're saved, but we do the natural. We continue to do his will as we choose to serve him, to activate our desires. And then point number three. Verse 29. Change a shift. If someone knows how to change the shift, is the Lord. So right now you might be going through something and you're very sad, very upset. not agreeing with what's going on in your atmosphere, in your bubble, like they say. And God's fixing everything for you. He says, as you seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. He changes the shift. As you're here worrying, as you're here saying, you know what? Pastor Rob doesn't even know what he's talking about. He doesn't even know what I'm going through. He doesn't even know what's in my heart and the pain and the loneliness and the holes that I got in there. I don't, but Jesus does. And he's the one that can change the shift. He can be right here. And we're dealing with that, and he changes the shift. And your situation, it just takes a change of shift that God can just change it like that. He can fix it like that. And then we go in, oh, it's fixed. I didn't mean it, God. I was only playing God. Yeah, I felt a little sad and upset, but you know me, Lord. You know that I love you. How many of us have gone through that? And if you haven't, get in position, because God is changing the shift. He wants to bless us in abundantly. What is a blessing? A blessing is the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart. And then point number four. We have an identity. We're not just anybody, Luis. We're just not anybody, Pastor. We have an identity. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. He called her daughter. This church is the daughter of Christ. We're sons and daughters this morning. And he's saying, you're free. We have an identity. We're just not nobody, anybody. We're children of God. And sometimes God is just positioning us just to pour on us. But many of us this morning just need to activate our desires. Activate our desires. Just say, Lord, you know what? I'm willing. I'm willing to be obedient, Lord. I'm willing, Lord, to activate my desires. You showed me. You guide me. Maybe I was doing it. I was doing it not the wrong way, but in my way. And God said, you know what? It's my will. It's my will. I got a package, a box, or round, or triangle, or however you like the package, with your name on it. And I want to bless you, and I want to give it to you. I want to open it. It's not going to go away, especially for you, but you need to activate your desires. And in that package, your desires are there, says the Lord. So this morning, church, as we get ready to wrap it up, are you activating your desires? I'm going to ask you to please stand to your feet. Are we activating our desires? This woman, I can imagine, she said, I got nothing to lose. Under the law, she was unclean. She didn't have nothing coming, but she says, what can happen to me? I'm going to go. My only solution is Jesus. Almost our only solution this morning is just Jesus. No money. No spouse. No woman or man can fill us. I mean, when the Lord brings us to you, it's cool, like you say. But in the meantime, let's activate our desires. He has the spotlight on us. And is watching us and saying, I love you so much. I love you so much, Science Church. I love you so much. 50 years is not just a number. It's 50 years. 50 years of a lot of things going on. But you know what? We're here because of him. Touching the hearts of Pastor Messer, Pastor Noel, who believed, and then passed the baton to Pastor Tom and Dana. And they're here. How many more years? We don't know. But as we're here, we're going to keep on activating our desires. Activating our desires. But we can't do it alone. It takes all of us together. All of us together. God can change your situation. Change it in an instant. I don't know if you're here this morning and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe you have and you've been going through some things and your relationship with God is not there like it was before. And you just want a touch from Jesus. You just want a touch from God. You just want to activate your desires. It could just be it could be right there where you're standing, but I'm going to open the altar this morning. Open the altar I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray for you. I don't have no special powers or nothing. But I consider myself a man of God. I consider myself that as you come in, as you come to the altar and we pray for you, the altar team can come as well. Maybe you're going through an issue. An issue this morning that nobody knows. An issue this morning that you say it's impossible. People have said, nah, it's not going to happen. Your mind starts playing games with you and says, you know what? Nah, it happens for everybody. It's not you. God doesn't see you. It's a lie from the enemy. God loves us. He says, delight yourself in the Lord, and I will give you the desires of your heart. The altar is open. The altar is open. If you want to come, and we just want to pray for you. We just want to love on you. We just want to release those desires of your heart. Activating our desires. Activating our desires.